On the day of your baptism, you were marked with oil on your forehead. I was sharing a little bit of this thought at the 5:15 service, which was for children, and realized that many of the children gathered there, I actually baptized, and was kind of laughing at that, but the day that you were baptized, whether it was here at this font or somewhere else in your life, there was oil placed on your forehead. And the phrase was, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Cross on the forehead. In the early church, just after the time of Jesus, baptism was much more elaborate. That ritual was not so much a little spot of oil on your forehead, but actually a whole pitcher of oil was poured over you, and it oozed down over you. We've become a little bit tempered now. We marked with a sign. But tonight we have a cross marked on our foreheads as well. This time, though, it's not with oil, but it's with ashes. And we've become a bit tempered with that as well. In the early church, those who were repenting of their sins would literally wear sackcloth and ashes. You've heard that phrase. They'd cover themselves in ashes. We don't quite do that, but we, again, make a cross on our foreheads to remind us of this season of Lent, which is a season of renewal, of our baptism. It all leads to baptism. It is all about baptism. That's what Lent is really about, this final season of preparation for those to be baptized and a renewal of baptism for the rest of the Christian community. And so I invite you this night to once again be marked by the cross with ashes as a sign and a symbol to us of this call to renew ourselves and to live into the dream that God has for each and every single one of us. And a time of repentance, asking God's forgiveness for those times we've not lived into the fullness of that vision, the fullness of that dream that God sees in us. It's really meant for us to see ourselves in a new way. I'd like to invite you, I want to just do this quickly but deliberately. If you would open your Book of Common Prayer to page 304, Page 304. What does it mean to renew our baptism? Well, on the day of our baptism, we agreed, we proclaimed, we declared our faith, and it's the baptismal covenant on page 304 and 305 is where that covenant is found. And I invite you during the season of Lent to spend some time with these couple of pages to renew your baptism. At baptisms, you know, we proclaim this covenant, and we ask three questions. Do you believe in God the Father? Do you believe in Jesus Christ? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? But then we go through these other questions that we ask, these five questions after that. And I'd like, I've suggested this before, is perhaps engage with these questions. Take one of these questions each week of Lent. There's 5 weeks of Lent. There's five questions. Spend some time pondering it. It's something I offer to you. This first question is so encouraging. It says, will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers? You know, baptism is not the end of a process, but the beginning of a process. And so the newly baptized are asked, will you continue in this journey? Continue in the apostles' teaching. Continue to learn. Continue to gather and break bread. To gather together with the community and enter into the prayers. I will with God's help. The second question is very encouraging because it presumes we're not going to do any of those things. Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord? In other words, all those things you've just said, well, you know, when you fall into our humanness and we fail in these things, will you repent and return to the Lord? Don't let that keep you away. It's very encouraging, really. Will you repent and return? This community is a place to return to. This is not a place for the perfect. It's a place for those of us who struggle to live into this dream together. So will you return? It's very encouraging. The next question is, will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? You know, that the first two questions are about us. Will you continue in the teaching, continue to gather? And when you fail in that return, be forgiven. But these questions begin to go outward. Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? In other words, by our lives, will we show forth this faith? You know, as St. Francis of Assisi once said, preach always, but only when necessary, use words. I mean, proclaiming the faith is done just in the lives that we live. The next question is one I find to be the most challenging. Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? Yeah, even her. Or him. When you read that question, someone comes to your mind. All persons? Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons? A couple years ago, I met with our youth group and we were going over the baptismal covenant, and one of the youth said, "Does that mean Osama bin Laden?" Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? Goes further and further and further to what we're proclaimed to be. So during this season of Lent, I invite you, I often do this, engage with these questions as reflections of what it means to renew our baptismal covenant. So when we gather here on Easter Day, when we once again proclaim that word, Alleluia, which we don't say during Lent as a symbol of this new life, may we engage with it during this season of Lent. Take advantage of the liturgical celebrations we have here, some of the educational opportunities, worship, just gathering as we do on Sunday to really renew that baptism and really let this Lent really be a time of renewal for all of us.